At the base of a curved gravel path in the outdoor amphitheater at Shelby Farms Park, two actors rehearse an early scene in The Tempest. Actress Amelia Hammond plays young Miranda.
If by your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar, allay them!
And actor Johnny Lee Davenport plays her dad, Prospero.
Tell your piteous heart, there's no harm done.
Oh, woe the day!
No harm! I have done nothing but in care of thee, my dear one, thee, my daughter.
Founder of the Tennessee Shakespeare Company, Dan McCleary, cast this show. Here's what he has to say about the father-daughter couple he created.
It was very easy for me to imagine Johnny Lee having helped birth this wild 15-year-old daughter who is almost a direct reflection of both his compassion and his quick lightning emotion and even anger sometimes.
12 years since, thy father was the Duke of Milan and a prince of power.
Sir, are not you my father?
Now, I get that you can't see this on the radio, but Davenport is black and Hammond is white. This Tempest is asking the audience not to notice the actors' races and only notice their relationship on stage. This kind of casting is often called colorblind casting, but Davenport, who plays Prospero, doesn't think that's a very apt term.
You know, colorblind, I don't know, if we could never be colorblind. We can be color aware, and we can be color acceptant. If the plays are well written enough, then it will transcend race, creed, or color, which has enabled me to play many parts in Shakespeare.
It's Davenport's goal to act in every one of Shakespeare's plays. That's a disputed number, but the way Davenport counts it, it's 37.
Shakespeare got a hold on me. I don't know how else to say it.
He's well on his way. After The Tempest, he says he only has 11 left.
It's a matter of understanding that our humanity is not ever about black or white. As I played Shylock, all right? You know, if you prick me, do I not bleed? You know, I am the same as you.
For her part, Hammond says being an actress is a strange business. But that strangeness is there no matter the race of your fellow actors.
You know, it's always weird in rehearsal. You come into this room for the first time and you're faced with, here's the complete stranger who's going to be your dad. Here's the complete stranger that you're going to fall in love with and give your life to.
Arizona State University professor Ayanna Thompson has written about colorblind casting. She says it doesn't usually happen in films or on TV because those mediums are wedded to reality.
And so you're not going to see an Asian woman with a white child.
But she says live performances can be more spontaneous.
Stage is, I think, the most experimental, and opera even farther than that, right? So that, you know, that's really about the vocal quality, and often you'll see, you know, large black women playing Madame Butterfly, who's supposed to be a young Japanese woman. So
it does me no good to put up a cast that doesn't at all look like or sound like our audience. Then I can't sit here and tell you, for instance, that William Shakespeare and Tennessee Shakespeare Company is wanting to make Shakespeare relevant. Well, right off the bat, it looks irrelevant.
That's McCleary again, who cast the show. He says there's so many good classically trained actors of all races and genders, there's no reason everyone shouldn't be working.
Let me not, since I have my dukedom gotten, pardon the deceiver, dwell.
I don't think I'm spoiling anything here by telling you that The Tempest has a happy ending. Everyone is forgiven, even the characters who don't really deserve it. And that's what McCleary says this show is all about.
As you from crimes would pardon be, let your indulgence set me free.
The words of William Shakespeare. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.